Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, December 12, 2017. Frank Luntz says he cannot predict the outcome of the Alabama election today, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, another Marian feast day. Three of President Trump's accusers are calling for an investigation into his alleged sexual misconduct, and White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders delivered a response. Today, Alabama is going to the polls to elect one man to the United States Senate. Pollster Frank Luntz, well known for his pre-election focus groups, spoke with Fox News about why he cannot predict the outcome in today's election.
Let's say that you're right, that there's a 20% turnout. Who turns out determines who wins. I don't see the same kind of excitement in the African-American community, which will be somewhere between 95 and 97% for Doug Jones. I do see tremendous excitement with conservatives trying to state a message in favor of Moore and against the Democrats and the elitists in Washington, D.C. That said, I can't call it, and I've never been afraid to call an election up to this point. Wow. Because I don't know the makeup of that actual electorate tomorrow.
Today's quote of the day comes from Our Lady's words to St. Juan Diego. Listen, and let it penetrate your heart. Do not be troubled or weighed down with grief. Do not fear any illness or vexation, anxiety or pain. Am I not here, who am your mother? Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Our Lady of Guadalupe. You're listening to Crusade News.
Thomas Jefferson was famous for a lot more than life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film,
you may as well wait for the next Ice Age.
That's why I started FoundingFatherFilms.com. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest Founding Father stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence on DVD and CD, and available now at FoundingFatherFilms.com. That's FoundingFatherFilms.com, or call 866-483-3833.
It was December 9th, 1531, when Aztec Indian Juan Diego Cuatlatoatzin was on his way to Mass, and he experienced an apparition on Tepeyac Hill of a young woman. She identified herself as, quote, the ever-Virgin Mary. The Virgin Mary told Juan Diego that she wanted a temple to be raised to her on Tepeyac Hill, where she would receive and compassionately console all her suffering children. Juan Diego went to report what he had seen, but Bishop Don Juan de Zumarraga did not believe him. Our Lady visited Juan Diego again and gave him proof of the authenticity of his vision. She caused a bouquet of flowers to spring up miraculously from the frozen winter soil. Juan Diego gathered the flowers into his tilma and carried them to the bishop. When he went to reveal the miraculous flowers to the bishop, an even greater miracle became manifest. The image of Our Lady emblazoned across his tilma, with child, and standing upon the crescent moon, her hands folded in prayer. Scientists cannot explain how such a detailed image got onto the rough burlap material of the tilma, which should have completely disintegrated before 1600, but which still exists in pristine condition after 486 years at the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City, on Tepeyac Hill. Within 10 years of the apparitions, over 10 million Indians were converted. Pope Pius XII declared Our Lady of Guadalupe the Empress of all the Americas in 1945. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. Three women were in the spotlight yesterday: Samantha Holvey, Jessica Leeds, and Rachel Crooks. All accusers of President Donald Trump, who claim that he sexually assaulted them in years past. First appearing on The Megyn Kelly Show on NBC, the women later appeared at a press conference which was held by Brave New Films, a nonprofit which specializes in social justice issues. The women are calling for a congressional investigation into the president's alleged misconduct, courtesy of the Associated Press.
I want to believe that as Americans, we can put aside our political inclinations and admit that some things, in fact, do transcend politics, that we will hold Mr. Trump to the same standard as Harvey Weinstein and the other men who were held accountable for their reprehensible behavior. Therefore, I ask that Congress put aside their party affiliations and investigate Mr. Trump's history of sexual misconduct. Thank you.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders delivered the administration's response to the renewed attention upon the president's alleged misconduct.
Look, the president has firsthand knowledge on what he did and didn't do. He can speak directly to those, and he has, and he's addressed them, and I don't have anything further to add.
In this Celestial Musings, the infantilization of our young adults by colleges and universities has got to stop. Exhibit 2. Last week, I brought to you the story of Lindsay Shepherd, the teacher's assistant at Canada's Wilfrid Laurier University, who was given the third degree for daring to present a debate to her students about gender-neutral language, but refused to denounce either opinion to the class, letting them make up their minds. You heard excerpts of her disciplinary meeting, but you didn't hear this.
But what I have a problem with is I didn't target anybody. Who did I target?
Trans folks.
How? By telling them ideas that are really out there? By telling them that? By telling them? Really?
It's not just telling them. In legitimizing this as a valid perspective, as this is another valid perspective.
In a university, all perspectives are valid.
That's not necessarily true, Lindsay.
Well, this is something that's being debated in current society, and I don't feel the need to shield people from what's going on in society.
These are very young students, and something of that nature is not appropriate to that age of student, because they don't
18?
Have... 18? Yes.
They're adults.
Yes, but they're very young adults. They don't have the critical toolkit to be able to take it apart yet. This is one of the things that we're teaching them.
So again, old enough to go to war, have a family, heck, even old enough to decide they want to chop off their privates and pretend to become a different sex. But not old enough to listen to a debate which presents alternative ideas without needing Care Bear Safe Space Therapy. Shame on you, Wilfrid Laurier University. You should have backed up your amazing TA. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.